Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong.
We're back. It's 23 at the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I appreciate you being here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Anders Miller. Anders is, he calls himself a fishmonger, but you actually run the place over there at Pike Place Fish, don't you, Anders?
Yeah, I'm one of the guys that runs it, definitely. There's a, I'm one of the managers.
Yeah.
And I handle all the social media side of it, too,
right.
So if you've seen it. Anything online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I run all that kind of stuff. That's kind of, that's where fashion lies.
So, folks, if you go to Seattle, you got to go to Pike Place, and you got to go to Pike Place Fish Market. I mean, you start your visit at Pike Place Fish Market. You can't miss it. It's right behind the pig. And they got fish all over the place. It's all packed in ice. They got guys running around all over the place. You guys let me catch a big 20-pounder, 30-pound salmon last time I was there, and
you did good.
We had a good time. That was fun. And so okay,
I'll let you shovel some. Next time we'll let you shovel some ice.
Oh yeah, like I've never done that before. Hey,
yeah.
Anders, what you guys? I've been there several times. I've talked to you and a bunch of your guys on the phone over the years, and I've never seen anything but good attitudes, engaged people. How do you guys pull that off?
Man, and then you notice it's always the same guys.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's just we just have this great group of guys that are committed to making a difference in the world, you know, and we say that happens one person at a time. So I think, through our commitment to make a difference, it just really helps you check yourself at the door when you show up. You know what I mean? You check your ego. You check.
Right.
It's not about me when I get there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's about what can I do for you? How can I make your life
and
better?
And no drama.
No drama, man. It's and if we are humans, you know, once in a while, if you have some drama, we just, you know, our communication is really great. Like
you nip it in the bud, don't you?
We do, and you notice we have that big, thick cooler door? That's where
yeah.
we take care of our disagreements. You go in there, slam the door. Sometimes you yell, cry, whatever. And then
I have seen a few dents in that door from the inside, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then you come out of the cooler, and you're ready to go. So it's all about,
folks, books have been written.
Coming from nothing.
Books have been written about what Anders has just talked to you about. About the way these guys work together, how they make it work, how they make it fun. If you could capture that kind of, I mean, this is a place that does a lot of business, but they also provide a lot of theater for people who want to watch them do their work. If you could have some kind of that spark catch fire in your operation, you'd be the better for it. And so, Anders, congratulations to you guys on that. The new book is called In the Kitchen with the Pike Place Fish Guys. It's 100 recipes, folks, on how to cook mussels and fish and clams and salmon and halibut and black cod and what else? Dungeness crab, I guess, a bunch of other stuff. Give us the website again, please.
It's www.pikeplacefish.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Twitter, all that stuff at Pike Place.
And they will ship
fish
to you, folks. And let me give you a heads up. What I do is I call Anders on Wednesday or Thursday. I usually call you on Wednesday and tell you what we need to talk about, what's fresh, and then you put it together for me on Thursday and you ship it to me overnight and I have it on Friday.
Yeah, and then you're all set for the weekend. And
yeah.
you guys listening, you guys can call and ask for me. I'm an actual person. I'm going to be there, and I'll pack up your stuff for you.
Yep. And if he's not there, I agree. Ask for Anders, but if he's not there, ask for somebody else because they'll talk to the other people. Because you'll meet your own Anders, your own friend there. Okay, Anders, you got a new venture coming up. Tell us the audience about that, please.
Yeah, we're actually branching out a little bit. We've been we've been making salmon burgers and a few different products in our shop for several years now, and we starting to branch out. We started kind of a side business, employee-owned venture, and we're rolling out a frozen food line that's going to include, as of right now, we're doing our world-famous Pike Place salmon burgers. It's all wild salmon. We're rolling out a crab cake, and then, you know, just like our smoked salmon, all our rubs and seasonings and things like that, we're starting to get them into the grocery stores. And,
wow.
And so it's pretty exciting for us, you know. It's like we're always kind of looking at new ways we can spread our brand.
Right.
Because we've got our spot locked down in the market. We do great business there. And we just really feel like as long as we keep nurturing that place and hold it down, that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out in the world.
So we're and you've got your first contract for your store products too, don't you?
We did, yeah. We signed grocery chain called Winco Foods, and they're real excited to have us. They're kind of in a rebranding process, and they're going to come in and we've been doing some, they're calling it seafood road shows, but we've been coming in, helping them open some new stores. So they're an employee-owned company, and they really like our vision of teamwork and everything. So they're not only really excited to bring in our products, but also to bring some of that culture into their stores.
The book is called In the Kitchen with Pike Place Fish Guys. Where's it available, Anders?
Oh man, it's available everywhere. You can it's on it. You know, all the major booksellers,
Amazon, and so check
Amazon,
it out.
Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can get it on our website. If you buy it from us, we can autograph it for you.
Oh yeah, I got my autograph
Father's
copy.
Day gift.
Hey, yeah. Anders, thank you for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, Jim, you guys are great. Have a good day, bud.
Thanks, buddy. See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.